All right, welcome to the pre-show here for the third day of December. We're kind of in the midst of vacation shows, it being the holiday season. This is one more encore show for this week, and then we're into some new shows, you know, off and on until the first of the year.
That's kind of how it goes.
All right, now, what we're doing today is we're looking at December the 3rd of last year to see what kind of shit. But that fucking... that goddamn Frank Gray show yesterday was funnier than hell. For me, it was, anyway. Just listening to this, you know, it just makes them feel like they're bugs. They got hit with bug spray. They just want to fly into a light bulb and die. Anyway, for me, it was kind of funny. Let's log into this motherfucker and see what there is to see. Oh, God. Let's see. Jackie and I are watching this thing on Netflix called, I don't know, it's kind of a chick thing, but I kind of dig it. It's called Discovery of Witches. It's kind of a chick romance. It's a vampire, witch, and demon thing. Basically, the world is populated with these three. The world is populated not just with humans, but the three sort of supernatural species called vampires, witches, and demons. Okay. And in this parallel world that is operating, they have... a hierarchy, a congregation, and a conference that, you know, leads the witches and the demons, the witches and the vampires all cooperate, and they've been doing so for hundreds of years, but things have been threatening the equilibrium, as you can well imagine. That's kind of how it goes. But I don't know, man, it's cracking me up, some of the shit that's going down. What's up, Thunder? Hold on for a minute. God damn it. Thunder made a fucking beeline for the outside. So anyway, it's kind of cool. Doesn't have anybody in it that you'd recognize. It's got Matthew Good, who was kind of a recognizable actor from The Crown and some other shit. I think Downton Abbey. Let's see, man. Today's the, what, 3rd? So we already did Frank Gray. What is this No Pants Challenge? Now, there was the one that we did do was that Tom Dovka says that Frank Gray is making everybody feel like an insect. Right? Yeah. Is that what this is? Here's one. Jay Sanis updates us on Operation Peep Tom and Tom Peep. Coach Dozier dances again. Where the fuck is the one from, Jesus Christ. Where is the one with, I must be flipping my fucking lid, man. We played one today of Frank Gray. Is this it? Another No Pants Challenge? Where is the one that we did where Tom Dovka says Frank Gray is making everybody feel like a fucking insect? Where the fuck is that one? Huh? Is it from a different year, man? I mean, where? Okay, now I'm real. Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. It was December 6th. Here it is here. Yep. All right, so I think the one we'll do, since we did Frank Gray yesterday, let's do this one. let's do this one. Margaret Gray belches her way through a review. Jay Sanis updates. I think this Operation Tom Peep and Peep Tom, I think, is where it's at, this one here. All right, let's do that one, okay? The next thing we're going to do is November 2001, right? Yeah. December 2001. Jesus Christ. Archive, December 2001. This is pretty funny. Jay Sanis wants to get all the beards off of the Santa Clauses because his son mistook Bin Laden for Santa. Steve was old. Phil talks about the Taliban. Oh, funny. Wait, hold on. Get all the beards off them. Wait a fucking minute. Ted Bell joins the show to discuss an assault by his wife after she tried to stick a finger up his you-know-what. I think I remember doing this. I don't think anybody called, but we had a crew in from Channel 5. KTLA was doing B-roll on my show. And I don't think we got any calls on this, but it was so goddamn funny. The guys that were there operating the cameras could barely stifle a laugh. I was laughing. I think we'll roll it. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Phil closes by revealing he did the voice of Ted. Well, isn't that great? Isn't that just wonderful? Okay, so there it is. There's what we do, man. It's what we do, you know? I hope you guys are having a good holiday. You know, we're just like we go off and on sometimes during the holiday season with the repeat shows. And also, I have to start planning doing another live show. We're going to do another World of Phil Henry live show where we'll do some more characters. I did on the show in September, we did Jay Santos, Chris Norton, and Steve Bozell. And we'll work up some other, maybe keep those characters and add another one, you know, and sort of, you know, turn the show into like a 5-hour extravaganza. I'm kidding, but sort of not kidding. So it's definitely a thing, man. December? It's only the third day of December, which is all good, man. Craig Bierko, he was great. Craig Bierko came in and did the Bobby Dooley podcast. What a great actor he is. He is like one of the top fucking actors I've ever seen. You want to see Craig Bierko at his, I think that one of the best roles he's done is he played Max Baer in the movie Cinderella Man. Who's the guy? Russell Crowe was famous. God damn it. Who's the famous fighter? It's a well-known story of a famous fighter came from really tough team. You know, his career kind of imploded when the Depression hit. James something. But anyway, he fought and came back against Max Baer, and Craig Bierko plays Max Baer in the movie. He's really fucking great. And I've just always liked it. But anyway, Bobby Dooley interviewed him. It was a good time. Bobby interviewed Joel McHale, Sugar Ray Leonard. Bobby interviewed Kevin Pollak. Craig Bierko interviewed Chris D'Elia, interviewed Jane Wells, interviewed Jimmy Pardo, interviewed Henry Rollins, interviewed Dr. Drew. Henry Rollins was great. All right, baby. Let's do it. Okay? I know you can do it, so baby, get to it. Right? Yeah. All right, what angle can we do on promoting the...